Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the next chapter of Widows Ministry Blog Talk Radio. This is Sheila Coley standing in this evening for Mary Hollis, who will be enjoying her Tuesday evenings off from 11:30 for the remainder of July. While Mary is not hosting the show, we certainly encourage Mary to hang around and join me and partner with me as I go through the next 30 minutes on the next few Tuesdays in the month of July. We want to let you know that the next chapter is Widows Ministry, is an organization that supports widows for the first 3 years of those turbulent times of trying to make decisions alone, managing family and friends who just don't understand. I'm using up many boxes of Kleenex on those lonely nights and lonely days, getting through the holidays, the birthdays, the anniversaries, and all the other days that have sentimental value that you once cherished and had memories, fond memories with your husband. We encourage all of you to always invite another widow to join us on every Tuesday night at 11 o'clock p.m. Well, this week is Independence Week, and we know that as we celebrate our independence, we have to ask ourselves, are we truly independent? And one of the things that we're going to talk about tonight is waiting on God. I thought that was a great topic, especially since waiting on God is something that I'm having to do lately. We have to wait on God for many things, but waiting is not something that we always do so easily. From the mundane to the profound moments of our life, from waiting on traffic lights and elevators to end the suffering or the fulfillment of our dreams, life doesn't really give us a choice but to wait. We wait on don't know when the baby is going to be born. We don't know when life will come to an end. There are many, many things we wait for, yet patience is becoming a rare quality in today's world. We have a microwave world. We put food that's frozen into a microwave, and a few minutes later, we're willing to eat it. We're not used to waiting for things to thaw. We're not used to turning the oven on, waiting until it heats up, and then warming up our food. How often do we complain when something doesn't happen on the schedule we have in mind, or when some unforeseen obstacle prevents us from moving forward? I'm thinking about those times that you're rushing into the grocery store because you just got to pick up this one thing, and you find yourself waiting, waiting for the person in front of you to write a check. Would that not be the very time that the tape in the cash register runs out? How about having to get somewhere in a hurry and you're running late, and that light just never seems like it wants to turn green. And when it does, the person in front of you does not hit the gas. For those of us who call upon the name of Jesus, patience is a characteristic that we should always cultivate. No one is born with all of this patience. It's like a newborn baby. Newborn babies are not very patient at all. As soon as they want something, they cry, and they cry, and they cry. Patience is really a spiritual fruit, and it's developed over time. It takes years and decades in order to develop the patience that we need. But without it, we'll never become the people that God desires us to be or to achieve what he has planned for us to do. So we have to remember that patience is essential for every aspect of your life. So just take time right now and think about those areas in your life that you're waiting for God. Is it waiting for God for healing? Is it waiting for God to just make that nice deposit into your bank account that's going to get rid of some of those financial woes that you have? Are you waiting for God to send you a mate? Are we waiting for our children to grow up and move away so that we can have some time on our own? Are we waiting to get our degree? Are we waiting for a promotion? Are we waiting for our hair to grow back or the color to come out? There are many things that we wait on God for. We have things called delays. God wants us to respond with calm acceptance to moments and seasons of waiting. We have lots of delays in life. One of the delays that I think about the most is when you're on your way out to get and you get in your car and you realize you have a flat tire. Oh, my gosh, what a delay. It just seems like that the world is about to be coming to an end because you have got somewhere to go. But through this delay, it may seem annoying and senseless, but the Lord uses these delays sometimes to mature us. One of the first lessons a young child learns is how to wait. Oh, they may become so irritated and angry. They may even kick childish tantrums. Each time you feel impatience rise up in your heart, We want you to remember that this is an opportunity to choose a mature response instead of acting like a spiritual toddler. We have to be careful that desires is one of those things that can make us have trouble waiting. We have the ability to postpone gratification, but we don't like to do that. We want to be satisfied right away. Those desires that we have, we want them fulfilled right away. We don't want to wait, but as we ask the Lord for the ability to help us to wait, then you sometimes will get it. The next time you're tempted to go into immediate gratification, just stop right there and ask the Lord, what does he want from you? Then wait until he gives you clear direction. Don't be in such a hurry to buy that next car. Don't be in such a hurry to jump into that next relationship. Don't be in such a hurry to make any changes that could be so life-changing that once you do make the change and you realize, maybe I should have thought about that a little while longer. One of the things that we have to decide on, why do we need this patience? Good question. Glad you asked. Here are a few reasons why we need patience. We need patience for healthy relationships. It takes time to cultivate a good relationship. So we have to be patient, whether that relationship is with your parents, your children, your spouse, your coworkers, your neighbors, somebody that you go to church with, some organizations you belong to. Patience is required to develop a healthy relationship. Another reason why patience would be a great idea is it would be wonderful for settling disputes. Have you ever had a situation with someone where there was a disagreement or a miscommunication? Patience will allow you the time that you need to sit down and think about this. Think about it clearly. Think about it all the way through. So that when you decide that it's time to speak with the person, you don't get anger and anxiety. You have had time to think about that. So when you have disputes going on, say, Lord, I just need a little bit more patience to adequately deal with this situation. Another reason why we need patience is for protection from foolish choices. Oh, my gosh, that is such a great one. Sometimes we get such in a hurry to do something that we don't take the time that we need to process. And so I'm thinking about what foolish choices did I make in my life simply because I was not patient. Now, I dare not share that with you because you may laugh at me or you may see me differently, but believe me, I have made some foolish choices. Actually, I think I will share one with you. What comes to mind is because I was in a hurry, I pressed down the gas just a little bit too fast, and I got a ticket. And because I wasn't patient, that poor choice to speed caused me some money. And so while some of your areas of impatience may not cost you money like it cost me, it certainly cost you something. So let's work on eliminating some of the foolish choices that we make simply because we are impatient. I have three more reasons why we need patience. The next one is for preserving prayer. Sometimes while we're waiting, one of the greatest things that we can do in that waiting time is to pray. I think about how much more time I spend in prayer because the Lord has not answered my prayer the way I wanted to him yet. If I said, Lord, this is what I need you to do today and I don't have to wait, then the amount of time I spend with God, I have to admit, would be a little bit less. But because he is so gracious and so kind as to make me wait, and I don't mean for hours and days or weeks, sometimes I have to wait months and years for things. And during that time, it is a great opportunity to persevere in our prayer life. The next reason why we can use some patience is for stability and peace. Now, I had to wonder, how in the world could I ever develop any stability and peace out of waiting? Because I would think that waiting causes anxiety, and waiting causes stress, and waiting causes all of these things that means that God should just hurry up. But because he just does not hurry, and all of our anxieties and anxiousness just does not speed up God's plan. So over years and years of waiting, I've learned that, you know, God is going to show up when he gets good and ready, and my whining and my temper tantrums does not at all speed him up. And so in the process, I learned to be stable, not only stable in my actions, but stable in my thought life, stable in my prayer life. And then I find peace, because in him we can have peace that surpasses all understanding, and we can only get that by waiting and learning how to enjoy that waiting process. And the last thing that we need patience for is for endurance and suffering. And as Christians, we're just going to have to accept that we're going to have some suffering. I was wondering one day if I could go to the grocery store and purchase my own suffering, what kind of suffering would I purchase? And I couldn't think of a thing. So I just learned to accept the suffering that God has so given me, because I don't know what I want suffering, physical suffering where I was in pain or I had an illness, or I want suffering where I had children that was disobedient and wayward. Would I want suffering financially? Would I want suffering where if there ain't one thing, it's another? I don't know what kind of suffering I would be happy to have. So I just learned to accept God's way of allowing me to suffer. And so with me learning to wait, learning to be patient, that endurance, oh, my gosh, I'm thinking about people who run marathons. Well, I could run from my door to the mailbox. I could do that pretty comfortably. I could probably even run from my door to my neighbor's mailbox. Probably three more doors down. But if I had to run for miles and miles, I don't think that I would have the endurance that was needed to complete a long race. But what patience does, it builds that spiritual muscle. And the more I wait, the more I have to be prayerful, the more I learn how to reduce my foolish choices about waiting, I build endurance. And that's what God wants us. He doesn't want us to take forbidden shortcuts to escape these prolonged difficulties or suffering. That's not the answer to our dilemma to find a quick fix, to go and find someone to get rid of the problem really quickly so that we don't have to suffer anymore. Timing is everything in suffering. You know, God has a way of working things out just in time. And I woke up this morning and I was saying to myself, self, you have a lot to do in the next 24 to 48 hours. How can you possibly get it all done? Then I remember what Mary tells me all the time. She says, you have to ask for divine order. So that's what I did. I took a moment, I stopped and said, Lord, I need divine order. I'm trying to buy a car for my son. The car wasn't passing an inspection. I was trying to get money transferred. The money wouldn't transfer the way I wanted to. Then I remember tomorrow's a holiday and banks would be closed. And I got so overwhelmed and I needed to pack. I didn't have transportation to get where I needed today. And the list just went on and on. Then I remember God is faithful. And what I need to do is just wait on God. And so I just stopped what I was doing and said, you know what, this is a good time for a break. So I made myself something to eat, and I sat down, and I just realized that there is nothing going on in my life right now that God doesn't know about. And because he knows about it, he has already came up with a perfect solution. So he didn't need me interfering and meddling. And lo and behold, before the end of the day came, it all worked out. And I was just so remembering that God is faithful. So as we think about needing to wait on God, we're not the only ones that had to wait on God. Abraham and Sarah had to wait on God. Now, they had to wait on God for almost 100 years. Oh, my gosh, I don't think I could wait that long for anything. The Israelites had to wait on God. They were in bondage for 400 years, and just when they thought they was going to be delivered, they had another 40 years of waiting before they get to the promised land. And I was reading the book of the Genesis. I was listening to all, reading about all the people who waited 100 years to have children. And I'm thinking, there's a lot of waiting. So the question comes to mind often that I ask, are we there yet? That's what our children have always asked us when we were riding in the car on these trips. Are we there yet? That's what I ask God sometimes. How come I can't be there yet? Are we there yet? Has it happened yet? And so God is just requiring us to just be patient. Just be patient. He knows all of our needs. He knows everything, situation that we are going through. And if we would just take one of those pieces of fruit that Galatians talks about, the nine fruit of the Spirit, one of them being patient, and just sit down and relax and realize that that groaning and moaning that we do is really just part of the waiting process. There are many perspectives on waiting. We are receiving deep within ourselves the hard lessons of desert wandering along the bright hope of a promised deliverer. So we know at the end of our waiting, at the end of our groaning, at the end of what seems to be an endless road, we know at the end that we have victory. We know that waiting for God is a wonderful thing because it's the substance of things that's unseen. Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, and that impatience is a weight, and the sin which so easily ensnares us. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Whatever it is, let us run, not walk, not drag along, but let's run. And as we run, we want to look unto Jesus. He is the author, and he is the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, Jesus Christ, he himself endured that cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And that should encourage us this evening. It should let us know that there is a race to be run, and it can get difficult sometimes. The heat from the sun can bear down on us. It seems like there is no hope left, but we know that after all the waiting is over, that there is laid for us a crown. And so we want you to be encouraged. We want you to embrace your waiting. Whatever it is that you're waiting for, we want you to embrace it. Be persistent in your patience. It's a winning equation for waiting. So remember, whatever it is that God has you waiting for, be patient and wait on him because God will come through. That ends our little talk for the night. Remember, it was called Waiting on God. And there is many, many provisions that God has that he will bless us with if we just continue to wait for him. We want to also just make a couple of announcements. We don't want you to remember that we have an anniversary coming up in August, don't forget. And what we will be doing is we will be having a praise and worship service, and it's going to be on Thursday night, September the 13th, from 6 to 8 o'clock in the evening. It will be held at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. And then on that Friday morning, we want you to jump on the bus with us, and we're going to go to Orlando, Florida. What's in Orlando? The Holy Land Experience. Now, if you have already been, we invite you to come and go with us again. If you haven't been, we want you to plan to do so. Join us. We're sure that you will have a wonderful time there. We have some things planned for you. We have some treats and some sweets. some great company that you will be able to keep. We'll be staying in a great hotel. And so be sure to tell a friend. We've already started to make payments. So by all means, you want to give Mary a call or you want to give me a call and let us know if you're interested in participating. We thank you so very much. We encourage you to just keep on keeping on. And as you enter into this holiday where you're cooking out and eating ribs and hamburgers and hot dogs and baked beans and corn on the cob and potato salad and apple pie and sweet potato pie and chips and dips, to give me a call. I'll certainly be willing to come over and join you and help you get rid of some of that food. All right. Thank you so much for listening in. And stay tuned every Tuesday evening from 11 o'clock to 11:30 p.m. You will find us right here on blogtalkradio.com. You can log in on your computer or you can give us a call every week at area code 347-850-8413. We're going to conclude with a song called Awesome, because truly God is awesome. We love you. Take care and talk to you next week.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and sing. Come on, if you know it's awesome, say. Come on and lift your voice. Savior of the whole world. Giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name.